Iran launches newly acquired precision missiles towards U.S. warships in the Persian Gulf as the Trump administration's economic D-Day backfires tremendously. In this Monday's episode of the Target Stream Mint Press News, Robert Inlakish takes a look at the latest developments reshaping the U.S.-Israeli war on the Islamic Republic. Tel Aviv has raised its level of alert, anticipating a potential surprise attack during the Jewish holiday period of Yom Kippur, fearing that Tehran may have in store a major multi-front offensive in the coming month. Whether the fears of a large-scale missile attack are based upon dependable intelligence or not, the Israelis have decided to escalate the war on neighboring Lebanon regardless. The Israeli army recently claimed that it had secured full operational control over the strategically important Ali al-Tahir Hills area in southern Lebanon, without providing any proof that such control has in fact been established. Seemingly contradicting their claims, they have continued to launch hundreds of strikes against the Ali al-Tahir Hills and its surrounding area, which is of military value due to its position overlooking southern Lebanon's Nabati governorate. An advance of this magnitude, which includes an attempt to dismantle a known missile base there, constitutes yet another flagrant violation of the shaky Lebanon ceasefire. Meanwhile, Hezbollah has occasionally launched drone operations against Israeli soldiers and military vehicles, while holding itself back from reviving its daily operations against the occupying army. On this edition of the stream, we also look at the decision taken by the Ansar Allah-led Yemeni government to launch new offensive actions to capture strategic locations towards the south of the country. The offensive led to major breakthroughs, including the encircling of the city of Taiz. In reaction, Saudi proxy forces unsuccessfully launched their own counteroffensives in a bid to capture new territory in the province of Al-Jawf and towards the city of Baida. Inlakish also analyzes the latest battle footage from Yemen, including new video documentation of the Yemeni armed forces using anti-personnel munitions dropped from quadcopter drones and precision missile strikes, one of which eliminated an entire convoy of trucks carrying munitions. Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, also released footage of its missile strikes against U.S. targets and for the first time drone strike documentation against tankers in the Strait of Hormuz. All of this contributes to the continued spike in oil prices, which U.S. President Donald Trump has continually stated will begin falling. Another issue addressed at length in the newest edition of The Target is the viral debate ongoing with streamer Sneeko, on whose show a number of guests have argued that former Syrian President Bashar al-Assad is responsible for more civilian deaths than Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. We look at what the figures actually show and why so many people are engaged in spreading disinformation that works to undermine the Gaza genocide.